is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history in Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox in an eerily quiet Bank of the James Stadium on Nothing Night. The day after the 4th of July, we're celebrating baseball as it's meant to be played. Bringing in our special guest analyst tonight, Andre Vile. Andre, typically you're down in the field right now getting the crowd hype, energized. What's it like being on this side of things in a totally different manner?
Yeah, Jason, it is a dream come true wanting to become a sports broadcaster growing up. Life took a little bit of a different toll, brought me inside the ballpark, becoming the in-stadium host of the Hillcats. And on this Nothing Night, where we're running no promotions, no gimmicks, just baseball in its purest form, it gives me the opportunity to join you in the booth to provide some more insight on this Nothing Night ball game.
And I'm pretty sure everybody down beneath us is going to be probably annoyed with our voices by the end of the night, because there is genuinely nothing going on except for the national anthem, which the players are lining up across the field right now. So we will pause and hear the national anthem. Well, that's the last you're going to hear from inside the ballpark as we prepare for Nothing Night here at Bank of the James Stadium. On the mound for the Hillcats, number 49, Austin Peterson, the right-hander, has pieced together a pretty solid season. He's 3-5 in 13 outings with a 3.12 ERA, just over 60 innings pitched, 46 strikeouts and 10 walks on the season. His last outing was incredible. 8 innings, only allowing 2 hits and a shutout showing of the Delmarva Shorebirds. He'll look to continue to capitalize on that great outing here this evening. What have you seen, Andre, from Austin Peterson that you've really been impressed with?
Well, I think it's other teams' ability or lack of ability to get a track of that fastball. That last outing against Delmarva, like you said, only two hits. Delmarva seemed to struggle timing him up. A lot of pop-ups, a lot of grounders, not a lot of solid contact. If Peterson can do that again, Hillcat should be looking good.
He is a pitch-to-contact guy, even though typically when you see a tall right-hander, you think he's going to strike you out. But he does try to go for more contact and getting guys to roll over on pitches. But here's the lineup he'll face for Salem. Andre, do you want to take us through it?
For sure. Leading off for Salem is Cutter Coffee. He's at short. Designated hitter Brooks Brannon batting second. Batting third, right field, Alexis Hernandez in the cleanup spot. Center fielder, Yastinson Garcia batting fifth. The third baseman, Abram Liendo in the sixth hole. Second baseman, Luis Ravello batting seventh. The catcher, Ender Solera. Eighth is first baseman, Lionel James. In batting ninth, the left fielder, Albertson Asain.
Those are the nine to go up against Austin Peterson, who's trying to get the Hillcats back on track. They come in riding a bit of a losing streak. It's been rough sledding for them. They've lost four in a row as the first pitch is fouled up and away at 6:30 p.m. here in Lynchburg, Virginia. 87 degrees at first pitch. A nice cloudy day in the Hill City. The right-hander kicks and fires for the 0-1. And there again, strike two, attacking the zone early against the Red Sox. Coffey batting .227 with an OPS of .685. The 0-2, well upstairs, one ball, two strikes. Coffey had a nice night yesterday. He picked up a single in the fifth, but reached in the ninth on a drop third strike as that missed down and away. 2-2. Peterson, not sure where it missed, but they say it did. Full count. Chris Jahnke behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, and Mike Corbett in the field. The payoff delivery from Peterson. Tipped right into the glove of Lopez. And that is how we open up tonight's ball game. A good strikeout for Austin Peterson. He didn't have many in his last outing. Only a handful.
Peterson doing a good job attacking that strike zone early. Again, like you said, Jason, trying to get these Salem swingers to hit.
Brooks Brannon will step in as the right-hander pumps it in there for a called strike, 0-1. Brannon on the season. He's batting .286, this being his third game of the year. Called a strike, 0-2. Does have a home run in those two games, so a bit of pop in the two-hole. Two-strike delivery. Got him to chase a high heater. And there's two down. Good strong start. Already has matched his total in strikeouts from his last outing at Delmarva when he picked up two. As Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder. Sadui in left, Lipscomb in center, Zarate in right. Benjamin at third, Devers at short, Tucker at second with Felia over at first, and Lopez behind the plate. Breaking ball finds the zone for strike one. Hernandez batting .244. As he watches that right through the zone, strike two. So good first couple batters for Austin Peterson. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Got him! Three straight to open up the ball game. As we go 1-2-3 through the first. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Scoreless here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox Suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Red Sox on nothing night at the ballpark. Scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the first inning on the mound for Salem. The left-hander, Noah Dean. Andre, take us through.
Yeah, Noah Dean, so far this season with Salem has gone 1-4 with an 8.07 ERA. With 32.1 innings pitched and 43 strikeouts, June was not very nice with Dean. He went 0-3 on those, not pitching above 3.1 innings in his four starts for Salem. So far against Lynchburg this year, he's only been at 2.2 innings pitched so far, and no decisions on both outings. Two hits with three earned runs, and that's about it.
Guy Lipscomb to lead things off for the Hillcats as Noah Dean will try to settle in for the month of July after, as you mentioned, a tough month of June. Left-hander into the motion, fires it just a bit wide for ball one. Lipscomb, Devers, Zarate, Lopez, Benjamin, Antunez, Tucker, Sadui, and Felia are the nine due up in order. The 1-0 missing high and wide, ball two. Lipscomb back into the leadoff spot after a couple games off. Moving down and around near the top of the order. The 2-0. That finds the zone. 2-1. Lipscomb adding 259. And there again, two balls, two strikes. Dean working quickly. The 2-2. Well up and in, and that caught him right on the top of the helmet. Or no. Did it not?
He's calling that a foul ball.
They're saying it's a ball. That had to have hit something. Either way, the payoff pitch. Ground ball over towards second. Easy play for Ravello. And on to first. One away. I could have sworn that hit something.
It definitely looked like it hit his helmet. We're looking at the replay now. The way that the ball deflected towards the Hillcats dugout, it made it look like there was some contact outside of that, rather than the glove of Lira.
Asegan in left, Garcia in center, Hernandez in right, Liendo over at third, Coffey at short, Ravello at second, James at the bag at first, as Jose Devers fouls it away, and Lira behind the plate. The 0-1, up and away, one ball, one strike. The 1-1. Ground ball off the glove of Dean. That's going to be impossible for Coffey to scoop as Devers will pick up the infield single with one away in the bottom half of the first inning. Good start for the Hillcats. It's been rough sledding offensively as they just have not been able to piece together any offense since they won 13-0 against Elmarva.
I think a big key for the Hillcats to get back on track with their offense is to be patient. Yesterday, the Hillcats went 3 up, 3 down, 6 of the 9 innings, with the other 3 being 4 batters. So if they can remain patient on the plate, see some pitches, make Dean pitch, get that pinch count up, hopefully that'll allow them to create more opportunities to get some offense.
Angel Zarate digging in, runner on first, one away. Bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game. Throwback toward the bag. And Devers slides in safely. Devers does like to run. He has 25 stolen bases on the year, second among qualified players. The 1-0. Missing a bit wide, 2-0. Zarate, his average has dipped a little bit, now below 300, batting 298. Does have a home run, which he hit against Delmarva a couple days ago. The 2-0. Missing wide again. Three balls, no strikes. So a good patient approach from Zarate, trying to make Dean find the zone. Something we haven't seen the Hillcats do in recent ball games. Devers at first, the 3-0. They'll throw back toward the bag, and Devers is back safely. The 3-0. Down and away. Ball four, and Zarate on four pitches will move the runner into scoring position for the one-out walk. As Robert Lopez will step in, he's been one of the more consistent Hillcats since arriving in Lynchburg after the injury to Manuel Mejias. He's been pretty impressive.
He has been impressive, coming in a big role, staying in that catcher, unlike the other catchers on this roster with Felia and Zach Fascher, who gets the night off tonight. Being able to just focus in on that catcher position, he's been fairly impressive, both offensively and defensively.
The left-hander floats one in outside for ball one. Lopez batting 264 with a 331 on-base percentage. Does have three home runs to his name. As there it is. Dean finds the zone. 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball down and away. 2-1.
Dean having a hard time trying to find the outside of the zone there. All of his attempts in the last couple of batters to the outside of the plate have been unsuccessful.
The 2-1. A little bit high. Three balls and a strike. Runners on first and second. One away. Bottom of the first inning. The left-hander, Dean. A spin throw back to second. Devers covered his head, but back safely. Coffee was keeping him close. The lefty pauses at the belt. Now he fires. In there again, Lopez thought it was going to be ball four, but instead it's a full count. With one down, I doubt they'll send the runners, but you also want to avoid a double play, which the Hillcats have been hitting into quite often recently. The payoff pitch, ground ball, and that could be two. Bobbled by the second baseman on to first, though. They turn the double play. A 4-6-3 double play ends the inning. We head to the second, scoreless in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You are listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Austin Peterson coming off of a strong first inning as he struck out the side in order. He'll face Garcia, Liendo, and Ravello to open up the second inning. Jason Prill here with Andre Vile, getting the night off from being down on the field. No on-field promotions, kind of weird.
It is. You know, minor league baseball, you think of the big promotions, you think of all the concession deals, everything that makes minor league baseball what it is. Today, just going back to the roots, no announcements, no games, even the video board is turned off. It's just pure baseball at its finest.
I will admit the video board being turned off has been throwing me for a bit of a loop as, quite frankly, I use the video board for some of the stats I use during the game, but we're finding another way. Austin Sin Garcia will lead things off.
Got to stay adaptable, eh?
You really do. You would think on a night where everything's supposed to be easier for everyone, they wouldn't make my job harder. And I don't think that's the case anymore. The right-hander Peterson into the motion. First strike one as Garcia swings and misses. Garcia had a big double in the ninth inning to add an insurance run. Strike two as Peterson really going after the Red Sox hitters. Nobody aboard. Top of the second inning. The 0-2. Skied into center field. Lipscomb will settle underneath it. Route number one. Abram Liendo will step in now. Liendo batting a measly 179. It's been tough sledding for the third baseman. That finds the zone for strike one. Down in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Liendo has appeared in 66 games, but has only totaled 49 bases. 1-1. Got him to cut and miss, strike two. He'll step out and readjust himself. However, his biggest threat comes when he does get aboard. He does draw a lot of walks, 45 of them to be exact, tied for the team lead. He's got 29 stolen bases. Peterson with the pause, the 1-2. Got him, a half-hearted swing. Fourth strikeout for Austin Peterson as he has pitched well. What's clicking for him right now?
This time it's attacking the strike zone. Salem cannot get any traction on their hitting except for that flyout by Garcia. Other than that, they can't seem to find the fastball at all.
Luis Ravello will dig in as the right-hander Peterson delivers. It's popped up left center. Sadui and Lipscomb converging. It'll be the left fielder Sadui who gloves it to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Austin Peterson. He's picking up right where he left off last week. We'll be back with more in a scoreless ball game in the Hill City after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Mi nombre es José Deve. y Phil está escuchando Hellcat.
Well, welcome back to the Bank of the James Stadium. It's still scoreless between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. My name is Andre Vile, joined by Jason Prill, who you're used to hearing on these broadcasts. And it is fantastic for you joining us here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Sports Network and Bally Live for Nothing Night.
Radio Network, Andre. Radio Network. Juan Benjamin to lead us off. Sorry, I had to get readjusted after grabbing my game notes. I had to make sure that we had an extra set out there before I went out and grabbed one. Noah Dean will rock, kick, and fire. Open up the second. Liner into left field. That'll be a base knock as Benjamin will give the Hillcats the leadoff runner aboard. A good start for Lynchburg. They had two base runners last inning before a double play ruined things. We'll see if they can execute better in this frame. That'll bring up Wilfredo Antunez. Antunez batting .261 with a .365 on base percentage. One home run, 18 RBIs. Throw back to the bag. And Benjamin back safely. Benjamin does have 14 stolen bases on the season.
That hit also just continued his hitting streak.
Up to 13. That misses outside. 1-0. Benjamin has been playing pretty well. One of the hottest bats in the Hillcats lineup at this point. The 1-0. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Actually, excuse me, his hit streak's up to 4 now. I read the wrong line. It's paper notes. I haven't used these in a while. I typically use my computer. Or, as I mentioned, the scoreboard is on Tunez fouls it back.
Just trying to find any way to get your stats outside of the scoreboard today.
Listen, it is game 8 out of 8, and they're taking away the tools that I use to make life easy. The 2-1. Foul tipped in and out of the glove. And Benjamin, he ran down to second, but he'll have to jog back. 2-2.
Just getting that exercise in.
Everyone needs their steps. You'll typically get it when you play baseball. Standing around for an hour or so at a time, or a night, rather. I'd hope they're not standing around for an hour. I'd shut off the broadcast. The 2-2. Antunez takes inside, full count.
As mentioned earlier in the broadcast, one of the keys we brought up is the Hillcats being patient. Looks like they're doing that today.
The payoff pitch, fouled back, and Antunez stays alive. That's something we haven't seen him do much of recently. Spoiling pitches off when he gets two strikes. He's been more of a swing and miss guy or trying to force it into play, but instead of just taking what's given and fighting off what would be a strikeout pitch. Payoff, ground ball over toward first, and that's foul. He's abandoned that slap approach with two strikes, but we've seen it in this at-bat, which is an encouraging sign that maybe he can get his bat back on track. Runner at first, nobody out. The payoff to Dean, or from Dean, is fouled back again, and Antunez stays alive. No wind to speak of, just a slight breeze out towards center, but nothing worth noting too much into the impact of the game. As the 3-2. Is swung on and missed for out number one. As that'll bring up Carson Tucker.
still a quality at-bat from Antunez, making Dean fight for that strikeout. As you mentioned, lots of foul balls going all over, driving that pitch count for Dean up.
That was a 9-pitch at-bat. Dean about to make the 30th pitch of the night. As Carson Tucker pulls out his back foot and swings and misses for strike one. One down, runner on first. Tucker batting 194. With an OPS of under 500. He chased a pitch in the dirt to try to help Benjamin out. As he was swiping second, which he did so with ease. The Hillcats will have a runner in scoring position with one away, but an 0-2 count on Carson Tucker.
Benjamin getting a good jump from first. Slightly contested, but nothing too much. High throw from Lira, making it a simple tag, simple duck and cover.
His 15th stolen base of the season. The 0-2 fouled off it. That hit his bat twice?
I believe it did.
Interesting.
Yeah, first hit down the ground, swing back, hits him in the shoulder.
Runner on second takes his lead. Ravello covering the bag. The 0-2 delivery. Up and away, good eye, 1-2. Didn't chase a fastball. The lefty pauses, collects his thoughts, and fires. Outside again, 2-2. Dean actually pitches better against left-handed hitters than he does righties, even though he's ahead of the count. As a breaking ball fired upstairs, full count, Tucker battling his way back in. Against righties, he's given up a .264 average. Against lefties, only .217. You don't typically see that from a left-handed pitcher. The payoff pitch. Just a bit outside as that didn't catch the corner. And Tucker, with a great at-bat, drawing a walk. Another patient approach. Second walk of the ball game after the Hillcats didn't even have one yesterday. Lexer Sadui will dig in. Runners on first and second, still only one away. How aggressive are the Hillcats willing to be to try to avoid another double play? Sadui takes a called strike, 0-1. In the last inning, a similar situation. Robert Lopez grounded into a double play to end the inning. The 0-1. Helped him out. Strike two.
If you're Sadui here, you're just looking to make some solid contact, enough to get in into the outfield, at least to move the runners up, load the bases for Bubba Filio.
Filio waits on deck, tonight's first baseman. Now the 0-2. Sadui lays off of a high fastball. Pulled Lear out of his crouch. One ball, two strikes. Benjamin on second, Tucker on first. The only out on a Wilfredo Antunez swing and a miss. As the 1-2 delivery to Sadui. Down and away, a good pick by Lear to keep that from getting to the backstop. 2-2. Dean pauses at the belt and delivers. Breaking ball that misses wide, full count. So once again, another full count in this inning. That's the third of the frame. He's walked one and struck out the other. The 3-2 delivery. Misses just a bit outside. Back-to-back walks will load up the bases for Bubba Filia. Dean struggling, and that'll draw out the pitching coach, Jason Blanton. We saw him a lot when Salem was in town earlier this season. We did not see him at all yesterday. But Dean struggling, and now an arm getting loose for Salem in the bullpen. What's been going wrong for Dean?
Well, at least for today, he is having a hard time trying to find the strike zone. A lot of his inside and outside pitches have been going just a little bit too far, where he's just not getting the calls going his way. A very tight strike zone on the ends. And it's just long longevity. His last outing against Fredericksburg on the 29th, only 1.2 innings. Right now he's at 1-1. And so he's just got to continue trying to get into that strike zone, allowing the Hillcats to hit and letting his defense do some work here.
Bubba Filia with the bases loaded. Filia leading the team with home runs with five. He's got an opportunity to, even without a home run, make a major difference in the ballgame. The first pitch breaks down and away for ball one. On the year with the bases loaded, Filia has only had two at-bats. He's yet to pick up a hit. He does have an RBI and a strikeout. 1-0. Another curveball that caught the inside edge. 1-1. Wynn now blowing out toward left field. Bases loaded, one away. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless ball game. The 1-1. Ground ball up the middle. This could turn two. Coffey to Ravello on to first. Not in time as it gets out of the glove of James. Two runners will score, and the Hillcats take a 2-0 lead. Would have been a bang-bang play regardless. I don't know if it would have been in time, but nevertheless, the Hillcats pick up two on the RBI fielder's choice by Bubba Filia.
Great hustle by Filia, running that ball out, even though it did have that chance of turning two, getting that hustle in, making that play contested. And he was lucky with James bobbling the ball there to stay safe at first. And then smart base running by Carson Tucker, continuing his motion towards home to score the second run.
Guy Lipscomb will square one down and push it toward third. Barehanded play, not in time. Nobody covering third. Filia's going to go. He can keep running. A little league first to home for Bubba Filia. Lipscomb around second. He'll go to third. And the throw comes in late. And a triple on a double or on a bunt. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It's chaos.
What a play by Lipscomb. First off, fantastic bunt to Liendo. Enough to force him with Lipscomb's speed to barehand it. Liendo throwing it over the head of James, causing a lot of chaos. Filia continuing his motion running. And then Lipscomb never stopped. Filia never stopped. Filia recognized no one was covering third, allowed him to move over. And just, again, utter chaos. What a sequence there for the Hillcats.
Jose Devers at the plate. He grounds it foul third base side. Who would have thought in a game that has the same amount of promotions as a T-ball game would turn into one on the field? Runner on third, two down. Jose Devers takes down and in. 1-1. He singled in the first inning. He'll count up 3-0. Won't actually be ruled a triple. It'll be a single and a throwing error on the Red Sox. As healthy cut for strike two. I believe it'll go as a two-base error. The 1-2 delivery as Dean misses in tight with a curveball. The zone may have shrunk 2-2. Salem, after a clean night yesterday, struggling here in the second. A crooked number on the board for the Hillcats. The 2-2 delivery. Devers spoiled it. Lipscomb, 90 feet away at third.
Justin, these last couple of at-bats, the Hillcats doing something that they've struggled over the month of July, and that is getting runners in.
High fly ball into right center field, not very deep, as Hernandez, the right fielder, will make the grab to end the inning. But chaos ensues in the bottom half of the second inning as Lynchburg puts a three spot on the board. We head to the third in a 3-0 ball game. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Top of the third inning in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you. Andre Vile also joining the broadcast. Andre, we appreciate you taking the time from what could be a night off and hopping on the call with us.
Of course, living out the childhood dream here.
No, you just don't like to take a break, do you?
No, I do not.
And Darso Lira will lead things off against Austin Peterson, who has retired everyone in order so far. As the right-hander kicks and delivers. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Lira. Digs in from the right-hand side. So that's in there as well for strike two. The 0-2 delivery. Liner over towards short. Diving play by Devers. One down.
Well, we all know he has a glove, but it seems like game after game, Jose Devers just showing what his defense is all about. That last one, a great diving stop to his left to rob Lira of a hit.
Lionel James will step in as the first pitch is in there for a called strike. That was an outstanding defensive play by the Hillcats shortstop. He's proven himself time and time again. Down and away, 1-1. Peterson pitching with confidence tonight. Something's just been clicking, and I'm not sure what it is, but he has been outstanding. 1-1, ground ball to third, and just foul. And Salem can't believe it. Red Sox on the top step. Liam Carroll, the manager, having some choice words for the home plate umpire. And I can't say I blame him.
I don't blame him either. That looked like it went above the bag. Hillcats with a break on that one.
Now, if it does land foul immediately after going above the bag, it's still a foul ball. However, even if it landed on any bit of chalk, it should be fair. That was as close as you can get. Nevertheless, it's 1-2 on Lionel James. Benjamin sharing a laugh over at third. Maybe realizing he got away. The 1-2 delivery. This one a slow roller right at Benjamin. A strong throw. Retires him for out number two.
Definitely a fair ball on that one.
No doubt about that as Albert Sinisegan will step in. Sinisegan. Making his third appearance of the year. As the breaking ball misses down low for ball one. He's batting 500 on the season. Doing up.
Sinisegan called up just now for this series.
Right-hander kicks and fires. As that just missed. Three balls, no strikes. So the zone's starting to shrink on Austin Peterson. We'll see if they give Sinisegan the green light. The 3-0. Missing inside. Peterson tilts his head in disbelief as the perfect game is no more. As the Sinisegan draws the two-out walk, Cutter Coffey will step in.
Peterson getting a taste of what Noah Dean's been struggling with on that last at-bat with that very tight strike zone.
Peterson, as it popped up, first base side out of play for strike one. We did see some action in the Salem bullpen in the last inning, so we'll see if Dean gets another frame. Salem down 3-0 in the top of the third inning. Peterson pauses and throws back to the bag at first. An easy dive by Sinisegan. He's in there safely. The 0-1, down and away, one ball, one strike. You know, I see every local media network at the game tonight. Once again, my job, when everyone else is having an easy night, mine picks up. The 1-1, big swing and a miss, 1-2. We didn't have any last night. Biggest crowd of the season. And now when we have nothing scheduled and a night that's supposed to be easy, they show up.
Just
I can't
how it
win.
Is.
I'll never win. It's okay, though. It's a 1-2 count on Cutter Coffey. Maybe they heard how well Peterson was pitching and had to see for themselves.
Or they just didn't want to deal with the crowd. Heard it was a hard time trying to get out of the stadium last night.
There was at least a 45-minute wait. The 1-2 delivery to Coffey. Runner breaks, fouled right off of his foot, and Coffey will stay alive to see another 1-2. Over 4,000 in attendance yesterday, 3,200 the night before. It's a packed house at Bank of the James Stadium.
It felt like a packed house down the field for sure, seeing basically virtually no seat empty. What an environment it was here.
Once again, the 1-2. Runner breaks. Popped up and out of play. Coffey making Peterson work. Sinisegan's going to be frustrated. That's twice he's been sent back. It's going to be a beautiful night, though. Only a couple scattered clouds here. And a great crowd tonight, too, for nothing night.
Nothing beats free baseball.
1-2. Skied. Shallow center field. Tucker waving guys off. Will make the grab to end the inning. Peterson, retires Salem quickly. We head to the bottom half of the third. A 3-0 advantage for the Hillcats when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Angel Zarate will lead off the bottom half of the third inning. Noah Dean remains in the game despite Hillcats holding a 3-0 advantage. Last inning, chaos breaking loose on the infield. A bunt by Lipscomb turned into a little league triple. As the ball was thrown around the infield, they tried to get Felia at third, though nobody was covering the bag, and in the process sent it into left field. As the Hillcats would jump out in front, 3-0. Zarate walked in his last trip to the plate. Downstairs for ball one. Zarate, 1 of 3 walks on the night for Lynchburg. The 1-0 down and away. 2 balls, no strikes.
Zarate continuing that patient approach.
He only saw 4 pitches in his last at-bat. That missed wide again. Ball 3. Chris Jahnke not giving that outside strike at all. At least he's been consistent with it. I know pitchers have been frustrated, but it's been that way on both sides. The 3-0. Zarate had the green light. He puts it in fair territory. Dean, plenty of time as Zarate didn't realize it was in play. And there's one away. He can't believe it.
Yeah, Zarate probably thinking that was a foul ball or anything else but in play. That delayed reaction causing him to be out at first.
Robert Lopez grounded into a double play to end the first inning in his first trip to the plate. Kind of shocked that Zarate would even swing there or even think about swinging with a guy who's been struggling with his command. Maybe just got antsy having walked in the last at-bat as Lopez takes a ball. 1-0.
Yeah, Zarate before that seeing 7 straight balls. I think he would have made Dean work for a strike before taking a swing.
The 1-0. Lopez lofts it into left field to Segan, ranging back, drifting back toward the wall. Can't make the grab. Bounces off his glove and into the wall as Lopez will cruise into second. I believe that'll be an error. He should have made that play.
He got a glove on it, but trying to run backwards, trying to deal with not running into the wall, I can see why there was a little bit of hesitation by a Segan there. Got a little bit of a piece on it, but ultimately drops, hit the wall. He had trouble picking it up, too, just giving Robert Lopez a guaranteed double.
Or an error. One of the two ain't bad. Juan Benjamin at the plate. He takes outside for ball one.
He's at second. That's what matters.
Nevertheless, yeah, they have ruled it an E7 on the play. That's the second error on Salem. Ground ball over towards second, gobbled up by Ravello. He'll fire to first. 2 down. That'll bring up Wilfredo Antunez with the runner 90 feet away. Antunez 0 for 1, the only strikeout for Dean. He watches that below the zone. Ball one. One aboard, two away. 3-0 lead for the Hillcats in the bottom half of the third inning. The left-hander fires. Roped into right field. An RBI base hit for Antunez as Robert Lopez will score. It's a 4-0 ball game.
Great piece of hitting there by Antunez. Again, not going for much power, more focusing on that contact, just keeping the line moving, finding the gap between Ravello and James to move Lopez to home and get him safely at first.
4-0. Hillcats out in front. That's a great thing. Haven't seen that very often.
I'm enjoying it.
You and me both. It's about time. First pitch to Carson Tucker is high and wide, 1-0. Antunez at the bag at first. The 1-0, Tucker lays off, ball two.
So far in the three innings of work, Hillcats are doing a great job stringing that bats together, making Dean work. Most importantly, not swinging at just anything.
Tucker swings and misses, 2-1. For Antunez, that was his 19th RBI of the season. The lefty comes set and delivers. Chased again, 2-2. Tucker walked and scored in the second inning after he was down in the count 0-2. This time he was ahead of the count 2-0, and now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Antunez at first. The 2-2 delivery. Tucker, soft floater into right field, breaking hard for a base hit, not deep enough for anybody to move farther than 90 feet, so Antunez will be at second, and Tucker at first. Back-to-back base hits with two down for Lexer Sadui.
Lots of topspin on that ball. It looked like it had the distance if it was hit normally to get caught by Hernandez, but with that topspin dropping fairly quickly, just enough for it to be out of reach, and Hernandez, Tucker safely at first.
That ran in. Sadui losing his helmet for ball one. That came in on him hard. As he takes a moment to regroup, he lost his helmet with how quickly he had to spin out of the way. That was a up and in fastball, brushback pitch. Maybe some frustration from Dean. Don't think anything malicious, but he was just trying to overthrow it for a strike. Instead, it's 1-0. Upstairs again, ball two. Dean at 70 pitches. We're only in the bottom of the third inning. Hillcats up 4-0. On the flip side, Peterson has pitched outstanding. The 2-0 from the lefty helped him out as he chased a breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. Runners on first and second, 2 away. Dean pauses at the belt for the 2-1. That time he laid off the breaking ball, 3 balls and a strike. Action brewing in the Salem bullpen yet again with Dean's pitch count starting to rise and the struggles continuing. Good hitters count, the 3-1. He squares and takes ball four as he pulled it back. Second walk of the day for Sadui. As that'll be the end of the line for Noah Dean as Liam Carroll will make the motion to the bullpen. Another rough outing for the left-hander as he just could not find the zone, and the Hillcats, when he did, made him pay. We head to a quick timeout here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Luis De La Rosa will take over on the mound for Salem as the right-hander comes into a sticky situation in the bottom half of the third inning. Hillcats already up 4-0, but with two down, the bases are loaded. De La Rosa on the season, 2-5 with a 3.72 ERA. He's making his 16th appearance in just under 39 innings. He's struck out 42, walked 21, and only allowed 16 earned runs. Opponents are hitting 2.06 against him. So it'll be tough sledding for Bubba Folia to try to put one in play as De La Rosa, he's pitched well coming out of the pen. And all the runners belong to Noah Dean. Folia reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning, beat out a ground ball that was bobbled by the first baseman, though I think he would have been safe nevertheless. That bobble allowed another runner to come home and score. Two down in the bottom of the third inning. Bases loaded. Bubba Folia at the plate. A second bases loaded appearance of the ball game. He takes a fastball in there for a called strike, going one. De La Rosa pauses and delivers. Folia helped him out. Strike two. De La Rosa, 6-1, 170 from the Dominican Republic. It's a crucial moment in the ball game. You don't want to let it get any more out of hand. The Hillcats would love to pick up another couple of runs. Bases loaded, two away. The two-strike pitch from De La Rosa. Got him. Big strikeout for the right-hander as he comes in. Picks up the final out of the third as the Hillcats leave the bases loaded. We head to the fourth. A 4-0 advantage for Lynchburg when we come back on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. As a lot of games in action here this evening. Here at Bank of the James Stadium, a 4-0 advantage for the Hillcats as they've played well to start the ballgame. In the top of the third, Fayetteville up 1-0 over Carolina as the Mudcats absolutely imploded them yesterday, 13-4. The bottom of the second, Columbia and Charleston are scoreless. In the top of the second, Kannapolis already with a 4-0 lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. Also in the top of two, Fredericksburg with a 1-0 advantage over Delmarva. And just getting underway in Augusta, the Green Jackets and the Pelicans scoreless in the top of the first. Bringing back in Andre Vile, who's joining us in the broadcast booth tonight as Brooks Brandon pops it up right field side, hooking toward out of play, and it'll find the bullpen.
Here, talking about Augusta, they're currently tied with the Columbia Fireflies in the Carolina League South in this young second half of the season with a 6-4 record. The South very close, all within two games. Fayetteville, Myrtle Beach tied for fifth at 4-6, and in the middle, Charleston, Kannapolis with a 5-5 record. So what is shaping up to be a very close race in the South as Myrtle Beach clinched the first half.
In there again for strike two. And also a close race in the North as only three games separate first place from last place. Lynchburg occupying that last place spot. The 0-2 upstairs, one ball, two strikes, but it's still early and a lot of things can change. So nothing to get too down on yourself yet.
First half champion Down East on the top of the North, 7-3.
Got him looking. Brooks Brandon, the second strikeout for him as Peterson picks up number five. Alexis Hernandez will step in. Nasty fastball for Peterson. He continues to pitch well. Back-to-back strong outings for the right-hander. Off the inside corner, 0-1. He was the first pitcher since 2018 to throw eight innings or more in a ballgame. The 0-1. Strike two. Ironically, it happened on the exact same date as the last one. Sam Henches went eight strong against the Frederick Keys back in the day. The 0-2 upstairs, one ball, two strikes. If there was any doubt, the Hillcats did win that game against the Keys. Peterson. See how long of a pitch count they give him tonight. The 1-2. Slow roller toward third. Tough play for Benjamin. He charges on the run. Fires in time. An excellent defensive play for Juan Benjamin as Hernandez is beat by a hair. Number two.
Hernandez with big strides making his way over the first, giving Benjamin a challenge similar to the play we saw earlier. Benjamin getting a glove on it and just enough time to make the transition and fired it over to Felia.
Austin Sin-Garcia takes a called strike, 0-1. Garcia flew out to center in his first trip, so he'll step out and call time. Nobody aboard. Two away, top of the fourth inning. On nothing night here in the Hill City. The 0-1. Breaking ball, strike two as he swung through it. Peterson looking in, gets the sign and delivers. The 0-2. Fastball got him in the dirt. He chased one down low. The throw down to first in time, and the inning is over. At least I think it was a fastball. I hope it was. Looked like it might have been.
Looked like it. He's been throwing everything, especially in that last inning. We saw a lot of variety there. But it was enough to get that strikeout, and Lopez with the throw down to first.
Either way, it's a 4-0 ball game as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
It's Jordan Smith's birthday today. Nothing night at the ballpark, and happy birthday. We got you absolutely nothing but a 4-0 lead as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jordan has been excellent toward us in the broadcast booth as we have enjoyed getting to know him throughout the season. Andre, I know you've talked to him a couple of times. I've talked to him probably a few more thanks to our broadcast interviews, but I think we can both agree Jordan has been nothing but enjoyable to work with, though a little bit intimidating
yesterday as the Hillcats were warming up with some BP as Guy Lipscomb steps up to the plate,
swings through it on a check swing for strike one.
He decided to have some fun with everyone, dressing up in 4th of July gear, and Smith showing off the muscles with a sleeveless shirt. Fairly intimidating, but fun nonetheless.
The 0-1 is skied into center field. Easy play for Garcia. One away. We can close the book on Noah Dean as he went 2 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 4 runs. Only 2 of them were earned, 4 walks and a strikeout. But happy birthday, nevertheless, to Jordan Smith, turning 33 years old today. Jose Devers, 1-for-2. As he takes a called strike, 0-1. Luis De La Rosa remaining on the mound. After picking up the final out of the third inning, striking out Bubba Filia. The 0-1. Caught the outside corner, strike 2. Devers disagrees.
But the way that this game's been called, I can see why Devers has a little bit of a conversation there, but nothing too bad.
The 0-2. Just missed wide. Looked like the same spot. Garcia in center. Definitely thought it was a strike. He put his arms up in the air. Nevertheless, it's 1-2. Chris Jahnke not making any friends with Salem. 2-strike pitch. Devers grounds it over toward third. Liendo, sidearm flip to first. 2 down. That'll bring up Angel Zarate, who a little bit too aggressive in his last plate appearance, was ahead in the count 3-0, and got caught in between taking a full swing and ended up grounding it over toward third. It's a nice play by the pitcher, Dean, who ranged off the mound to make the play, but Zarate definitely didn't want to put it in play if he was going to check swing it. First pitch down and in for ball 1. That's why even when you have a green light, you still have to be selective. Four to nothing advantage, 2 down, bottom of the 4th inning. Zarate flare shot, breaking hard, and that'll get down into center field in front of Garcia and over the head of Coffey for a 2-out single. 6th base hit of the night for Lynchburg.
It's good seeing the Hillcats going for those contact hits. Nothing too big, not trying to hit it over the fence, just enough to get them on base, keep this line moving. Zarate with an excellent example, just getting it over the head of Coffey.
Robert Lopez, he reached on an error that he drilled to the left field wall as he swings and misses there for strike 1. That had some awkward spin on it, too. It was almost fading away from both Coffey and Garcia. It started going out toward dead center and faded into the left center field gap. The 0-1, Lopez lofts it into center. Garcia takes a few steps back and settles underneath it. His lime green glove will make the grab for the final out
of the inning.
Hillcats get one runner aboard, can't do anything with them, but they still lead by four as we head to the fifth in Lynchburg after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
And we are back here in Lynchburg. Hillcats up on the Salem Red Sox 4-0. As we are here at Nothing Night, or as we are slowly finding out here in the broadcast booth, make life harder on Jason Knight.
Yeah, everyone else, they have a chill night, maybe working a scoreboard or making some hot dogs and on a night where fans got to bring their own food to the ballpark. But me, I have no stats on the video board, no speed of pitch, and nothing to go off of as far as anything on the field. And it's game 8 of 12 in a row.
Yeah, that's always difficult.
But you know what? Not going to complain too much. I get to live the dream each and every night as Abram Liendo will step in the top of the fifth inning. He's 0 for 1, struck out in the second. He squares around, bunts it down the third baseline. Foul ball. All right, now, let's see what you're doing.
It's been interesting over the last few Hillcats games, the amount of bunts and bunts attempt that we have seen on both sides of the ball, especially with baseball becoming more about the big swings, the home runs, big hits. Not seeing a lot of small ball in strategies as much, but down here in the lower levels, it's good to see that they're still attempting.
1-1 foul back, 1-2. So I think in a game like this, bunting might come across as a bit disrespectful. The 1-2. Down and away, 2-2. Peterson with a long pause. Now he kicks and fires. Fastball got him looking. Liendo not a fan, but nevertheless, he's retired for out number one. Another strong pitch by Peterson. His seventh strikeout of the ballgame. Luis Ravello will step in. As he spits on one in the zone for a called strike. For Peterson, that's a new high for strikeouts in a ballgame this season. As he pops it out of play, strike two. His previous high was six back on June the 4th against Carolina. He's got seven. The 0-2 ran it upstairs, one ball, two strikes. Right-hander shakes off a couple signs, the 1-2. Got him to chase. There's number eight. And Darso Lira. He was robbed on a nice diving play by Jose Devers in his last plate appearance. He lines this one into the right center field gap, and that'll break up the no-hitter. As Lipscomb cuts it off before the wall. Strong throw to second, play, and yes! Guy Lipscomb with a dime to Jose Devers, who slapped the tag on Lira to end the frame. An outstanding defensive play by Guy Lipscomb. Lira stutter stepped around first, second thought, and then trying to hustle into second. But Lipscomb fired one in quickly and gunned him down at two. We'll step aside. 4-0 lead as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning in Lynchburg. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hillcats.
Well, an outstanding defensive play by Guy Lipscomb in center field ends the fifth inning, though. The no-hitter is broken up as Peterson almost took it as far as he did the last time. It was broken up to open up the sixth, and now with two outs in the fifth, the no-hitter is over. But we're in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Juan Benjamin to lead things off in a 4-0 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. Right-hander kicks and delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen for strike one.
De La Rosa with a very distinctive motion, very slow on his windup, but then he slingshots it off the hand. Hillcats have been doing all right, recognizing it and timing him up.
Down low, strike two. Benjamin visibly upset by that call. That's the most animated we've seen in the middle of an at-bat in a long time. But as you mentioned, De La Rosa almost looks like he has a very short stride to home, just in the way that he delivers it. The 0-2. Missing high and wide, 1-2. He's on in relief for Noah Dean, who didn't make it out of the third inning. The 1-2. In the dirt, good block by Lira. Even though it doesn't matter when nobody's on base. But practice never hurts.
Never does.
And there's nothing like game action either. Even though there's nothing going on. The 2-2 to Benjamin. Slow roller, foul, first base side.
First base coach, Jan Rivera.
He was ejected the other night. Not even yelling at the umpire, yelling at his infield to get back in position. Umpire didn't like the fact that he was waving. Such a friendly guy. The 2-2. Benjamin out in front as he floats it foul. Right-hander pauses at the belt. The 2-2 delivery. Benjamin floats it into left field. Asegan charging toward the line. Easy play. One away. Alfredo Antunez will step in. He's 1-for-2. You know, tonight we were expecting a small crowd. Wednesdays have typically been decent crowds. Winning Wednesday, free tickets after you buy one ticket. And you can keep coming every single Wednesday that you show up. Tonight, though, they made it free for everybody because July 5th Typically, everyone's back to work and nobody wants to come out to the ballpark. One of the smallest crowds of the year, as Antunez takes a called strike. And then when they made the announcement that tickets were going to be free this evening, the Facebook post blew up.
Over 130 shares on Facebook. A lot of community pages caught wind of it. The word spread fast.
And we've got a pretty big crowd. Probably a typical
Thursday, Friday
night crowd. Though there's not many in the first base bleachers. The 0-2 down and away.
Partly due to the sun that was setting over there. You're looking right at the sun from those first base bleachers. So people will typically favor the third base or underneath the suites here in the seating bowl.
I'm going to say, beneath us, this is the most people we've seen behind home plate on a Wednesday night. Ground ball over towards second. Two down. As Carson Tucker will step in, he's one for one. A walk and a single.
With nothing night, it prevents a unique, or creates a unique opportunity for the fans to, as we mentioned, enjoy baseball in the purest form. You get to hear the sights and sounds of the players, the umpires fairly clearly. As for us, we get to hear the crowd fairly well.
And they get to hear us fairly well as well. As that missed down and away for ball one. Anybody who's sitting beneath us, we are the only sounds in the ballpark.
Yeah.
There's no music, no in-game promotions, no Andre running around in the field. Just Andre up in the booth, acting all professional.
We try.
1-1.
And at the Hillcats, we pride ourselves with our in-game entertainment, our shows, how we do things here. A lot of it using sounds and music, video board and all that. But tonight, it is just bare-bone baseball.
Tucker grounds it foul for strike two. Also, fans were able to bring their own food in tonight. The only thing they couldn't bring in, alcohol. They had to purchase that inside the ballpark. It seems like fans have still gone to the concession stand. We see a lot of popcorn, some drinks, some hot dogs every once in a while. That's what's being served at the concession stand is pretty much everybody tonight. Unless you're a full-time employee of the Hillcats, it's getting the night off as kind of a thank you for how hard they've been working during this long homestand. The 2-2 to Tucker. Didn't get the call full count as De La Rosa was ready to walk off the mound.
So as a lot of the Red Sox fielders, seeing a lot of them walking back to their positions.
The payoff pitch inside, ball four, and the Red Sox halfway to the dugout will now have to return to their positioning as Lexer Sadui, who's yet to record a plate appearance as he's walked twice. It's the first walk issued by De La Rosa, fifth of the ball game for Lynchburg, something that they have been doing so well for much of the season but lost track of it in the last week. Sadui with a big cut and a fastball that missed outside for strike one. Runner breaks, tipped at the plate, and Tucker will have to return to first. As it's 0-2 on Lexer Sadui. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0 advantage for the Hillcats. As the right-handed De La Rosa pauses at the belt and delivers. Inside, backed him off the plate, 1-2. Sun beginning to set in Lynchburg as see some orange tint. Swung on and missed, and the inning is over. 5 in the books, 4-0 advantage for Lynchburg as we head to the sixth in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, my name is Andre Vile, and I will be doing your game recap so far. So far, the Hillcats are off to a good start, leading the Salem Red Sox 4-0 after 5, being backed by Austin Peterson, continuing another gem of a start. He is at a season-high 8 strikeouts so far, with one hit through 5 innings. Your Hillcat offense went off in the second inning with 2 hits and a walk, driving in 3 runs. After a very interesting bump play by Guy Lipscomb, sending a little league triple to score 3. And in the third inning, it was a Carson Tucker single to drive in Robert Lopez in the third.
Well, the no-hitter is over as Peterson returns back to work, has it chopped foul by Lionel James for strike 1. Thank you, Andre. James, 0 for 1. As the right-hander kicks and delivers. Down and away. 1 and 1. James grounded out to third in his last plate appearance. The 1-1 is fouled back out of play. Strike 2. Peterson went 8 innings in his last outing. He's already at 5 full tonight. I'm shocked he didn't win Pitcher of the Week in the Carolina League last week, as that missed high again. They appeal, he did not go around. 2-2.
I want to correct my game recap. It was Antunez in the third with the RBI, and not Carson Tucker.
Close enough. He's on the Hillcats. 2-2, roped into right field. That'll be a base knock for Lionel James. Second hit of the night for Salem. As a Segan, who walked in his lone plate appearance. Peterson hasn't had to work out of the stretch very often. Last time he only did it for one batter. And Cutter Coffey flew out to second after the Segan walk. First pitch in there for a called strike. Keep looking at that scoreboard in right field, expecting there to be some sort of stat.
There's nope. Nothing.
It's dark. I wonder how that's impacting the players tonight.
Probably not much.
The 0-1. A little bit wide. 1-1. You think all year they've gotten so used to hearing music, seeing their name and headshot on the video board and having all these in-game promotions. Tonight, there's nothing. Is it less distracting? Is it more distracting not having those things that you're used to? The 1-1, down low, 2-1. You think about it, no walk-up music. And if you talk to any of the guys or the coaches, that's how they settle into an at-bat, is by tuning into the walk-ups.
Yeah, in planning of this nothing night, I would say skeptical. I'm like, no PA announcer, no walk-up music. As Asegan swings and misses there. What are we going to do? How are the players going to react to this?
How will they know who's due up?
Honestly, I would have no idea if I wasn't in here right now.
2-2. I don't know how the fans are doing it. We didn't even print lineup cards for them today. The 2-2 delivery. Down and away, full count. Maybe that's why there's such a large crowd of people underneath us. Or the only way they can keep tabs on what's going on in the game.
This may remind them of lower levels in rookie ball in the complex league or potentially in Dominican, as Asegan fouls that away, where they don't really have much of this stuff. It's just bare bones baseball. You don't really see much promotions until you hit these affiliated levels.
Even the college guys, though, would be used to walk-up music and in-game promotions, Austin Peterson being one of them. The payoff pitch, a throw over toward first, but an easy dive back for James. I'll have to ask a few of the guys after the game just to see what their thoughts were, if it made it easier, took away the distractions, or if it just made them uncomfortable. The payoff pitch, runner breaks for second, breaking ball misses inside. Nevertheless, the runner is safe everywhere.
Great throw by Lopez, though.
So two aboard, nobody out after the walk. Top of the order, Cutter Coffee at the dish. Peterson now at 70 pitches, so this will probably be his final inning as the bullpen catcher making his way down. Runners on first and second, nobody out, 4-0 ball game, top of the sixth. Coffee lines it into right field, but right at Zarate, one away. Big first out for Austin Peterson. Now a ground ball could end the inning. Brooks Brannon, he's 0-2 with two strikeouts. He struck out looking in his last plate appearance. A lot of offers in the scorebook tonight. Still only two hits for the Red Sox.
Golfed. Left field, goodbye. Brand new ball game, 4-3, as the Red Sox cut it to 1.
First mistake of the night for Austin Peterson, and Brannon with his second home run in 3 ball games has brought the Red Sox right back within 1. That was a no doubter.
Peterson with the off-speed high in the zone, and Brannon got all of that into the tree in left field.
Alexis Hernandez at the plate. He fouls it back for strike 1. That's really the first mistake Peterson has made in his last 2 starts. When you think about it, didn't give up a run in his last appearance. And that 3-run home run makes it a 1-run game. Missing inside, 1-1. There is a reason why Brooks Brannon is the number 20 prospect in the Boston organization. 1-2 on Hernandez. And you're seeing it because of his ability to crush the baseball. Big swing and a miss to end the inning as the throw down will retire him. That's only 1 down. 2 down. Oh, gosh.
8 games getting into you, JC.
8 games, man. 8 games.
And you still got 4 more after this.
There'll be music, though.
There will be music. There will be promotions. We'll have fireworks on Saturday. Big colors go boom.
And get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Garcia trying to match Brannon. It's a big swing and a miss, 1 away.
Speaking of power hitter prospects, last year we saw a lot of another power hitter prospect in Blaze Jordan.
Driven up the middle, backhanded play by Tucker on the throw to first. Got him. Great backhanded play by Carson Tucker. And a strong throw retires Garcia to end the inning. Another excellent defensive play for the Hillcats, but the 3-run home run by Brooks Brannon makes it a 4-3 ball game. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning in the Hill City. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We can close the book on De La Rosa as he goes 2 1/3, one hit, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts as Johnny Felix will take over on the mound for Salem. Felix, 0-1 with an 8.22 ERA in 23 innings, 28 strikeouts, 17 walks, and 21 earned runs. It'll be Bubba Folia to lead things off in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So the Hillcats now cling to a one-run lead. How does that change the way you approach the game, Andre?
Well, it should be putting some fire underneath the Hillcat bats looking to extend this lead like they had before. They've been doing a good job stringing at-bats together. Just continue with that trend against Felix to get some plate appearances in, keep the line moving. That'll translate into runs.
0-1 on Folia. He's 0 for 2. He skies it. First base side, but out of play. And somebody wasn't paying attention. I think just got hit. That landed on a seat.
It was close, but no one's hurt. Fan gets a foul ball.
Two-strike pitch misses wide. One ball, two strikes. I only have a small window I can look through to try to see that first base angle. I have to look into the other broadcaster's box. Thankfully, no other broadcaster. 1-2. Got him looking. One away as the top of the order comes in. Lipscomb, 1 for 3. He singled on a bunt back in the second inning that resulted in mass chaos that saw Bubba Folia scoring from first and Lipscomb ending up on third. He grounds it over toward first. James will take it himself. Two down. Not really liking the response we're seeing from the Hillcats after having the deficit, or excuse me, the lead cut down to one. As a more lackadaisical approach at the plate. Jose Devers will step in. Devers, 1 for 3. He takes a called strike, 0-1. The right-hander pauses at the belt. Outside, 1-1. The right-hander, down and away, two balls and a strike. Is he changing up his delivery?
I haven't seen enough of it yet.
I'm pretty sure he is, because he went from a double pump leg kick to a straight delivery. The 2-1 misses wide, three balls and a strike.
Was that different?
That was the same one as the one before, but the one prior to that, he double pumped. I'll swear by it. Felix for the 3-1. Ball four. Maybe he needs to go back to the double pump. It was the only strike in the at-bat. As Devers works a two-out walk, Angel Zarate will step in. Zarate, one for two, singled in the fourth inning. The right-hander fires that inside. It gets away from the catcher. Devers will round second. He's going to try for three. The throw comes in late, and he dives in safely. Though his hand almost came off the bag. He goes first to third on the wild pitch.
Devers had three on his mind the entire time. He took that turn around second. He never slowed down. He had it in his mind. He was going to get three, whether he was safe or out. And Lear a little bit slow in getting that ball, given that making a more contested play over at third. And then bang, bang, Devers is safe.
Looked like he was jogging over there to get the baseball. As Zarate, with an RBI opportunity, fouls it away 1-1. So what was two down, runner on first, is two down, runner on third. Big change. Felix pauses at the belt. The 1-1 misses high and wide, 2-1. The 2-1, roped but foul. Two balls, two strikes. They've ruled it a straight wild pitch, no steal. As Devers goes from first to third. 2-2 on Zarate with two down. 4-3 advantage in favor of Lynchburg, bottom of the sixth inning. The right-hander pauses. The 2-2. Zarate fights it off and stays alive as that caught a piece of the home plate umpire. We'll try again. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Chopper toward first. Backhanded play by James. Race to the bag will be won by the first baseman as the inning is over. Hillcats get a runner to third, but with two down, can't do anything with them. We head to the seventh. A 4-3 lead in favor of the Hillcats. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
New pitcher on for the Hillcats is Bronny Munoz. Munoz will replace Austin Peterson, who pitched outstanding aside from one pitch that he left hanging over the plate. He goes six innings, three hits, three runs. They were all earned on the three-run blast from Brooks Brannon. Two walks, nine strikeouts. Munoz on the year. He's been up and down, but he pitched very well in his last outing. Munoz, 4-1 with a 4.99 ERA in just over 52 innings. 41 strikeouts, 13 walks. Though the long ball has been his problem, four of them surrendered on the season. Abram Liendo will chop it foul for strike one. Munoz, a veteran here in Lynchburg. He's been around for a couple of seasons. The 0-1. Chase, strike two. Munoz, 6'1", 170, 22 years of age from the Dominican Republic. The right-hander has it floated into center field. Lipscomb charging, won't get there as it lands in front of him. Her leadoff, base hit. The endo breaks his 0 for 2 night. As Luis Ravello will step in, he's also 0 for 2. So tying run at first with nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Go ahead, run at the plate. Runner breaks, and it's lined foul and out of play as that'll find the parking lot. Ravello trying to jump on the first pitch. Hit and run was on as they're trying to capitalize on anything they can to tie this game up. The 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Ravello looking like he's trying to change the complexion of this game with one swing. Throw back over toward first as Liendo back with a dive. We'll see if they try to test the arm of Lopez again by sending Liendo. Got a pretty decent lead. The 0-2, another throw back, and he's back in safely. And now he can essentially run with ease after two disengagements have been used. We mentioned earlier, he does have 29 stolen bases. The two-strike pitch, he holds, and it's fouled back to the screen, and the at-bat will continue.
Ravello already with three home runs this season. Each of these swings we've seen so far in this at-bat have been power swings, unlike the hit that we saw from Liendo that was more contact. Ravello's trying to make a big impact right here.
The 0-2. Runner holds. Couldn't catch the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Runner on first. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Liendo takes off, swing and a miss, the throw down, not in time as he picks up his 30th stolen base of the year. But Ravello is retired on strikes. His second strikeout of the evening. There's one down, but a runner in scoring position. The tying run. Lira at the dish. As Robert Lopez wants to go out and correct his signs, so Munoz and him are on the same page with the runner on second. Lopez, only 19 years of age from Venezuela. He's jumped in and commanded this pitching staff pretty well. He's taken ownership of the everyday catcher's slot. He's got a big final few innings here. Swung on and missed, strike one. Right-hander pauses at the belt. The 0-1. Fouled back to the screen. Strike two. Lira singled in his last at-bat but was thrown out trying to stretch it to two by a strong throw by Guy Lipscomb in center. Big lead by Liendo at second. Check swing. Did he go? He did, says the home plate umpire, Chris Janke. And a long stare down as he gives a wave. And he's got to be careful. We've seen players get ejected for less. Now there's two down, and that tying run still at second as Lionel James will step in. He singled and scored in the sixth. Munoz trying to keep this a one-run ball game in favor of Lynchburg. Right-hander delivers a breaking ball in the zone. Strike one.
James responsible with getting the rally in the sixth inning started for Salem in this last inning with the single, looking to make his impact on scoring a run here.
One and one as that miss low. James, second on the team in RBIs with 29. He's looking for number 30 if he can bring home Liendo from second. And a base hit with his speed would most likely tie the ball game. 1-1. Slow chopper towards short. Devers charges and fires on to first to end the inning. As Salem gets their leadoff runner aboard but can't do anything with them. We head to stretch time at Bank of the James Stadium here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
It is nothing night here at the ballpark. That means no promotions, no video boards, no sound, just baseball in its purest form. For the seventh inning stretch, we had a couple of Hillcats staff members come out in the field and to stay true to nothing night, sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game a cappella style, just screaming, yelling, having some fun here at the ballpark.
That takes confidence.
Oh, tell me about it.
To do it a cappella, Robert Lopez will lead things off in the bottom half of the seventh inning, 4-3 advantage for Lynchburg. We also saw a fan out on the field, too, with the seventh inning stretch as the first pitch is in there for a called strike.
And one of our...
Oh, look, there's a dog.
One of our dedicated season ticket holders. Very vocal, very supportive of our Hillcats. Great way to reward them and leading and take me out to the ball game.
0-1 on Lopez as he swings through that. So now it's strike two. Good crowd tonight. We still haven't gotten an official number. I don't know if we will. I don't know if the guy doing the counting is on the clock tonight or no. Last I heard, he was an usher. Popped up out of play. And Lopez will stay alive.
Sure it wasn't southpaw?
I don't think it was southpaw. Though he did lose in the mascot race yesterday. The 0-2. Lopez lofts it. Shallow infield, foul territory. As James will make the grab. Route number one. Juan Benjamin will step in. He's 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the second inning as part of that three-run inning.
Looking to start things up again. Hopefully provide some insurance runs for the last two innings.
The right-hander kicks and delivers. In there for a called strike. 0-1. Felix came on for the sixth and Kept it a one-run ball game as Benjamin fouled it away, strike two. His ERA may not look super pretty, but they're entrusting him to keep it close. Salem winning game one last night. 4-2 in front of the first 4,000 crowd, or 4,000 person crowd, as that missed up and in this season. And the first one in a long time last night. The 1-2. You see that? He changed up his delivery.
Yeah,
right away.
There was a little bit of a hesitation there. Yep.
Knew I wasn't going crazy.
You're not seeing stuff.
The right-hander has it lined into left field. Seguin charging in on it. He'll play it on a hop. As Benjamin picks up his second hit of the night.
Yeah, that was definitely a little bit of a hesitation there. Double pump. Kind of wobbling on that right leg, but umpires aren't calling it as a balk. They're just considering it his regular motion.
Kind of like Nestor Cortez for the New York Yankees as it's fouled back to the screen by Antunez, who will change up his delivery depending on the situation to try to catch a guy off balance or make him think a little bit more. Cortez has had quite the career doing that. The 0-1 fouled back, strike two.
A little hesitation by Benjamin showing a fake steal, making that turn and then squaring up with home plate once again.
Some mind games brewing. Now he throws over. One away, bottom of the seventh inning, a 4-3 ball game here in the Hill City. Right-hander pauses and fires. Runner takes off. The pitch is down and in. The throw down in time. The tag. Got him. Benjamin is caught stealing. Two down in the second inning.
There's a great catch and release there by Lira. Perfect placement for Coffey to get that tag in right at the base. Nothing much Benjamin could have done there.
Antunez down in the count 1-2. He lines it into center field, but right at Garcia, who secures it for the final out of the inning. We head to the eighth, 4-3 in favor of the Hillcats when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
We head to the eighth inning, a 4-3 advantage for the Hillcats. We have two innings to play. This series all time has been incredibly close. Coming into yesterday, it was tied. I don't have the official number. I do know, though, that it was tied. Salem now one game in front, but if the Hillcats win tonight, we're back to tie. And they're both closing in on 2,000 victories against the other.
Yeah, both Salem and Lynchburg having historic minor league tenures in their respective cities. Being only about an hour away naturally means that they're going to be playing each other a lot throughout the years. But to be this close in record, one game, that takes something. Something special.
1-0 as Munoz back into the motion. Blew it by Seguin.
1-1.
Really is something special. The Battle of 460, as it's been called. At least by me.
I think that's pretty, it's pretty localized, universal.
Yeah. I think so. We also have the Battle of the Cats between the Hillcats and Mudcats. Only one of them a real cat. 2-1. How'd they even get the name Mudcats? That's just a blobfish, is it?
It's a good question. I can't.
The logo makes it look like a blobfish. The 3-1.
I don't know how it's local to Zebulon, North Carolina either, but. Just throwing cats at the end of anything that you can think of. Mud, hills.
In the zone, called strike 3-1 down. Sit down, see you later, Asegan. As Munoz picks up the strikeout to open up the eighth. According to the internet, a mudcat is a flathead catfish.
Ah, catfish.
That would make much more sense than a blobfish.
Large freshwater catfish of the Mississippi Valley.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Gutter Coffee takes down and away for ball one. I guess technically a hill cat's not a real cat anyway. It's more of a mountain lion.
I guess that's a fair point.
The 1-0 grounded toward third. Benjamin on the run, almost threw it offline, but Palia able to keep his toe on the back, two away. But there's nothing more traditional than the Lynchburg Hillcats. Been that way for many years. They even had a vote to try and change the name one year, but it fell in favor.
Keeping it the same.
And here we are. They just changed up the color scheme. Brooks Brandon, his three-run home run, tied the ball game behind the bag at second. Tucker, long throw to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 eighth for Salem. They've got three outs to play with if they want to tie this ball game. Lynchburg, though, has other things in mind in the bottom half of the eighth inning as they'll look to add on an insurance run when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-3 advantage for the Hillcats as Johnny Felix remains on the mound. Bottom third of the order, Tucker, Sadui, and Folia as the Hillcats look to end their four-game skid with a victory this evening. Though they would love to add on an additional run before heading into the ninth. Looks like there is some action going for the Hillcats. I see the bullpen catcher in position, waiting for his signal. As Carson Tucker will dig in. He takes a called strike 0-1 from Johnny Felix, who's in his third inning of work.
Tucker on base all three at-bats so far, which is nice to see.
Walked twice, singled once. He's leaned out of the way. 1-1. Pulled out his back foot, strike two. Purple skies out behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Blue skies still above as the sun slowly setting, though it should be gone in just about 5 minutes or so. The 1-2. Strike three as Tucker is finally retired tonight on the strikeout. Lexer Sadui, 0-for-1 with two walks as well. It's a beautiful night for baseball. You couldn't have asked for a better evening.
Absolutely not. The last few days we've seen pockets of rain come after some very humid heat. But today it's been picturesque. Perfect conditions throughout the day. Couldn't ask for anything better.
I was worried we'd get a pocket of rain. And with the small staff, how are we going to pull the tarp? The 1-0 misses high and wide. Ball two.
I would be lying if I said that that thought did not cross my mind during the day as well.
I was just hoping that we would be in mid-broadcast when it would happen, because then I can't leave. Sorry, I'm on the air. Someone's got to do it. Timeout is called. Actually, a pitch clock violation. 3-0. One of the benefits of being the broadcaster is when they start pulling tarp, I have to be dissecting what's going on. 3-1 to Sadui.
But then you're always kind enough to join us on the tarp pullback.
If we do it that night.
If we do it.
3-2 as Sadui swings through it.
Some action happening in the Salem bullpen in case Felix can't get through this eighth inning.
Red Sox would love to not have to use another reliever and keep it at just three of them used, or three pitchers used tonight. Just helps preserve your bullpen before the All-Star break. The payoff pitch, Sadui jolts it into center. Garcia ranging back, running back on the run, makes the grab in front of the warning track for out number two.
Great run by Garcia, keeping his eye on the ball. Didn't have to worry about the wall too much. He had a little bit of breathing room there to keep focus on it, but great drive by Sadui to give him a little bit of a challenge there.
Bubba Filia will step in. He's 0-for-3. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Three runs, four hits, two errors for the Red Sox. As the right-hander has it fouled back to the screen for strike one. Bottom of the eighth inning. Two away. As the 0-1, missing a bit wide, 1-1. Looking ahead to the ninth, it'll be the heart of the order for Salem. Hernandez, Garcia, and Liendo. They have yet to pick up a hit today between the three. The 1-1 leaned them back. Two balls and a strike.
Liendo did get a single in the seventh.
You're right. My handwriting made it look like a walk. That's why I'm not a doctor. Actually, maybe I should be a doctor with that handwriting. 3-1. Is there any profession where you need to have good handwriting nowadays?
I mean, with everything being so digitized, it's not as important, but...
All four as Filia draws the walk. Calligraphy?
Lost art?
It is a lost art. As Guy Lipscomb will step in. Felix yelling something toward home plate. I'm not sure what it was, but you could tell him he was saying something. Lipscomb fouls it back for strike one, maybe telling Lipscomb to get in. As he's trying to speed this game up.
Tensions have always been moderate to high between these two teams throughout the years.
The 0-1 downstairs, one ball, one strike.
Advantages of having that natural rivalry. Again, Battle 460 only being an hour away. It's naturally going to be tensions in between these two teams.
And you see a team so many times. It's hard not to stop disliking them. Is that missed down and away, 2-1? One aboard, two away. The 2-1 pitch to Guy Lipscomb as he chops it right at Yan Rivera, who makes a nice barehanded play and flips it into the crowd. 2-2.
What a guy.
Rivera, former infielder in college before becoming a manager, or not a manager, but a coach, rather. The 2-2. Down low, full count, though. Talking with Jordan Smith, he does believe Rivera has a managing career in his future.
He's well-liked, well-respected amongst the Hillcats. Definitely a good future for him.
Ball four as that gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Faliad, who move on down to third. So the last two base runners have gotten aboard. We'll see if they make a move, and here comes Liam Carroll as they will turn to their bullpen one final time. Lynchburg hopes it's only for one out. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have the rest of the bottom half of the eighth inning after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Marquez Johnson will take over for the Red Sox on the year. He's had a rough go of it. He's 2-2 with an 8.13 ERA. In 27 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 25 earned runs, 33 strikeouts, 23 walks. As he comes into a ball game needing just one out to send it to the ninth and keep it a one-run ball game. 4-3 our score. How important is it for Jose Devers, and what's your approach at the plate?
With Devers, just like what we've been saying all day, look for the right pitch. You don't want to be chasing anything on the outside or down low. Make Johnson pitch to you. Find something good just to bloop it over the infield. Maybe enough to get Bubba in.
Devers, 1-3 on the day. Jason Prill and Andre Vile on the call tonight. Nothing night at Bank of the James Stadium. Right-hander fires it low for ball one. Felix is responsible for both runners aboard. So we cannot close the book on him. The 1-0 delivery. Shot foul. 1-1. Hillcats would love an insurance run before setting it to the top of the ninth inning. Salem, as we mentioned, will have the heart of their order. 3, 4, and 5 due up. The 1-1. Line drive, leaping grab by Coffey as he robs a run away from the Hillcats and keeps it a one-run ball game. Wow.
That was exactly what Devers had to do, just plop it over. Unfortunately, a leaping grab by Coffey, getting all of that vertical on there, robbing the Hillcats of a run.
We head to the ninth. Hillcats lead by one when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
Avoid the dog days of summer and come party with the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium July 18th through the 23rd as they play host to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. On Thursday, we will host another Copa night with a Day of the Dead theme. On Friday night, we'll be handing out specialty Hillcats souvenir cups to the first 500 fans. And then on Saturday, let your stresses fade away as we celebrate Margaritaville night at the ballpark. waste away in Margaritaville with good vibes, baseball, and a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Four to three, our score. Jason Prill, Andre Vial here with you as we've reached the top of the ninth inside the bank as Tomas Reyes, the left-hander, will take to the mound. Reyes making his 15th appearance. He's 1-0 with an ERA of an even one. In 18 innings, he's allowed two earned runs, 21 strikeouts, 8 walks. On the year, he's also 4-for-4 in save opportunities. He's second on the team in saves, one behind Magnus Ehlert. He can tie him here tonight if he can slam the door shut. But he'll face the heart of the order, Alexis Hernandez, Yastenson Garcia, and Abram Liendo. Been impressive to see Reyes this season compared to last year. He struggled a little bit when he got here, but this year he's been lights out.
Yeah, last year Reyes was one of those taxi players that bounced between Arizona and Lynchburg when the Hillcats were going through some COVID issues at the end of July, beginning of August. We'd see him up, and then he'd go back down and up, so not a lot of consistency for him. But since he's gotten back to Lynchburg this year, he has been very solid. Good sight to see.
Alexis Hernandez, 0-for-3 on the day. He'll lead things off in the top of the ninth inning. Salem needs one to tie, two to take the lead. Hernandez with two strikeouts on the ball game. Reyes kicks and delivers a first pitch ball for 1-0. Reyes likes to work quickly. The 1-0. Lifted into shallow center field. It'll be Zarate who calls off Lipscomb. Route number one. Hillcats trying to win on Jordan Smith's birthday. He's turning 33 this evening. They're two outs away from giving him probably the best birthday present he could have asked for today. Coming in on a four-game losing streak as Yastenson Garcia will dig in. Left-hander floats it in there for a called strike, 0-1. Garcia had a double in the ninth inning of yesterday's ball game to add an insurance run for the Red Sox. They'll try to be clutch again tonight. The 0-1. Ground ball over towards short. Devers charges. Crow hops and on to first. Two down.
Devers with a little hesitation taking two steps there. But the speed of Garcia made it a little bit contested. Bang, bang play. Falls in favor of the Hillcats there, one out away.
Salem down to their final out, Abram Liendo. 1-for-3, he singled in the seventh inning. And his last trip to the plate, otherwise he struck out twice. Reyes kicks and delivers. In there for a called strike, 0-1.
Fans are coming alive, even though it's nothing night. No announcements to let them know what's going on. They recognize they're one out away.
They've had to pay attention the entire night to know what's going on. As the lefty into the motion. Big bender. Strike two. Salem down to their final strike. Liendo will step out and call time. Lynchburg scored three in the second, one in the third. Salem with a three-run blast in the sixth inning thanks to Brooks Brannon. And that's where we stand at this moment. 0-2 on Liendo. The southpaw delivers. Inside, didn't get the call, 1-2. We'll try again. Reyes comes set. Into the motion, he kicks and fires. Back foot slider, 2-2. Good job by Liendo to not be fooled as he laid off. He's worked his way back into the at-bat, 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the ninth, one-run ball game. The pitch. Grounder up the middle, Devers ranging on the run, behind the bag, fires! Got him! Liendo slid into first, and the throw just beat him, and the ball game is over. The four-game skid comes to a close as the Hillcats come out on top, 4-3. We'll step aside for just a brief moment, and when we come back, a quick recap, and we'll send you home after a Hillcat victory, 4-3.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
4-3, our final score here this evening. Jason Prill and Andre Vile here for a quick recap as Hillcats finally end their four-game skid. Maybe you're a good luck charm. Might have to abandon the MC and be back here tomorrow night. Andre, you want to take us through how we got to the final score?
For sure. Austin Peterson with the start for the Hillcats, continuing where he left off for a majority of the game, going six innings, pitched nine strikeouts, was perfect through three, no hit until the seventh, till sixth. He gave up a three-run home run to Brooks Brannon. That was Salem's three runs. The Hillcats offense came alive in the second inning with hits from Benjamin, a walk from Tucker, and Sadui to load up the bases for a Bubba Filia fielder's choice that scored in two, and then a bunt single that turned into a little league triple for Guy Lipscomb to drive in another one. And then in the third inning, another run scoring on an error to get Lopez on, and Tunez drove him in. And after that, the Hillcats were kept silent, but they kept it competitive enough for the pitching of Munoz and Reyes. Three innings of relief for those two to secure the victory. The first Hillcats victory in July.
Peterson improves to 4-5. Dean drops to 1-5. Tomas Reyes picks up the save. His fifth of the season, now tied for the career high. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. We've got one more game in store for you before we hit the weekend. Tomorrow night at the ballpark, Thirsty Thursday. So if you don't have your tickets yet and want to enjoy a fun night at the ballpark, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. It's also 76 night. The first 700 fans will get a free ticket to the ballgame courtesy of 76. So make sure you come on out and support the Hillcats as they look to get back on a winning streak.
That would be very nice as they make their push to hopefully have a chance to defend that Northern Division crown.
Well, we still got a long way to go. However, one step closer tonight. Once again, your final score, Hillcats 4, Red Sox 3. For Andre Vile, I'm Jason Prill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.